We'll go to Frank in Shreveport, Louisiana, listening on Sirius Radio. Frank, your question for Patrick Madrid.
Hey, guys. I was going to tell you that my wife and I had all sorts of glorious plans for our retirement, but God had a better plan for her and welcomed her home about 11 months ago. And gosh, what a blessing it has been, our belief that we can pray efficaciously for those that have gone before us. But it's caused me to have some questions also. One is, do we believe the saints in heaven know what we're doing all the time?
First, let me say, Frank, my condolences to you for the loss of your wife, but I must say how much I admire you for your truly joyful Christian spirit, even in the midst of the suffering of losing your wife. I really admire that. We don't believe that the saints know everything we're doing at any given moment. What we do believe is that, to the extent that God permits it, that the saints can be made aware of what we're doing here on earth. A good example would come from the book of Revelation, I believe chapter 6, where we see the martyrs who are beneath the altar in heaven, and they're crying out to the Lord, saying, Lord, when will you avenge us and smite, so to speak, the evildoers who martyred us? And the Lord placates them and says, don't worry, when the full number of martyrs is present, then I will take care of it. So that suggests that they're aware that the people who martyred them had not yet been punished. So there's an example of them being made aware by God, or being permitted to be aware by God. Similarly, we see on the Mount of Transfiguration where Jesus brought two dead people, Moses and Elijah. I'm saying dead with quotation marks around them. I don't know if I'm on the live stream right now or not, so I may just be making, video-wise, I may just be making quote marks in the air for no good reason. But Moses and Elijah were brought into direct contact with the three apostles, Peter, James, and John. And so not only were Peter, James, and John aware of them, but they were aware of St. Peter, James, and John. So we do see biblical glimpses of the Lord permitting this, but the Catholic Church doesn't have any strict teaching to say, you know, to what extent or how often or nothing like that. It's just simply a matter that we recognize that God does from time to time permit those in heaven to know what's happening on earth for his good purposes, and we leave it at that. And we believe that the saints in heaven are aware of our prayers when we ask them for their intercession. So the Blessed Virgin Mary, being the greatest and highest of all the saints, she would be a good example of this. And this is all done because God permits it. That'd probably be the easiest way to explain that.
That is really helpful. I love the explanation. You know, I thought about it, and even if I had the power, which I clearly don't, to bring her back, I wouldn't, because I would not rob her of one second of heaven. Mm. And so, you know, we just have to humble ourselves and accept God's will and try to work through it the best we can.
Well, I must say, again, I admire your composure, Frank, and the fact that you are seeing this through those very Christ-like eyes. That's a beautiful thing. Keep praying for your wife, though. One thing that we should always remember is that we don't know with certitude, if any given person is in heaven outside of the canonized saints. So it's always the right thing to do to continue praying for your wife. If she's already in heaven and she doesn't need the prayers, don't worry, your prayers will not go wasted. God will apply them as needed. And if it so happens that maybe she needed a bit of purification before she went into glory, then your prayers can assist her and hasten the time that she enters into glory. So I would encourage you to not neglect to pray for her, even though you're confident that she may be in heaven now.